This is Radio Nepal. I am T. Kaprasad, Kharkovit News, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva says five-party alliance was formed for political stability and to safeguard democracy. 40% of ballot papers printed for the first past the post electoral system under federal and provincial assembly elections. Newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean R. Thompson pays courtesy call on Home Minister Balakrishna Khans. And more than 1.5 million children at risk as devastating floods hit Nigeria. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has said that the five-party ruling alliance was formed to safeguard the constitution, the democratic republic and federalism. In his address to a joint province-level party gathering organized by the alliance at Thangadi today, Prime Minister Deva said that the federal and provincial assembly elections would strengthen the constitution and federalism. On the occasion, CPN Mao Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reiterated that the present alliance was formed to safeguard the constitution, democracy and changes achieved so far. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal said that if the parties in the present ruling coalition had not taken timely steps, the country would have taken the path of regression. The Election Commission has completed the printing of 40% of ballot papers for the first past the post electoral system under the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. Towards the proportional and first past the post electoral system, around 70% of the total required ballot papers have been printed. The Election Commission said that to date, printing of 16.67 million ballot papers towards the first past the post electoral system have been printed. And towards the PR system, the transport of ballot papers to 68 districts has been completed. Minister for Home Affairs Balakrishna Khand has assured that the government and Ministry of Home Affairs were ever with it in tackling ever changes it faces. At a convocation program of the 12th group of the Postgraduate Diploma in Police Science at Nepal National Police Academy in Maharajganj today, Minister Khand expressed his belief that the trainees equipped with the skills would be able to discharge every responsibility professionally. The Nepali Congress is unveiling its commitment document related to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections tomorrow. The party office is stating that Prime Minister and Party President Sher Bahadur Deva is scheduled to make public the document at the party headquarters in Sanipat. Newly appointed Ambassador of the United States of America to Nepal Dean R. Thompson paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Balakrishna Khand. According to the Home Minister's Secretary, various matters of bilateral and mutual interest were discussed during the meeting held at the ministry. Welcoming Ambassador Thompson to Nepal, Home Minister Khand expressed his gratitude for the U.S. support to the development and democracy of Nepal and hoped for continued support in the future. On the occasion, Ambassador Thompson expressed his belief that the upcoming elections in Nepal would contribute to making Nepal's democracy more prosperous. Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma and military advisor in the United Nations Development of Peace Operations General Brem Diop held a meeting today. In the meeting held at the Nepali Army headquarters, they discussed about Nepali Army's contribution to peacekeeping missions. According to the Directorate of Public Relations and Information, Chief of Army Staff Sharma and General Diop exchanged their views on the need and participation of the Nepali peacekeeping force in coming days. On the occasion, General Diop highly commended the contributions of Nepali peacekeepers in various peacekeeping missions and expected continuation of their contributions in coming days. As part of Tihar festival, Kak Tihar, the festival of crow, has been celebrated today as the first day of 5-day-long festival. The day is observed by offering food to the crow. The crow is regarded as the messenger of Amaraz, the Hindu god of death and justice. The festival of Tihar is also associated with the belief that Amaraz will punish those who commit evil deeds, and Dharmaraj will protect those who do good deeds. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back now to some international news updates. The UNICEF has warned that more than 2.5 million people in Nigeria are in need of humanitarian assistance, and 60% of which are children. They are at increased risk of waterborne disease due to the most severe flooding in the past decade. According to the Asian News International, the floods which have affected 34 out of the 36 states in the country have displaced 1.3 million people. Over 600 people have lost their lives and over 200,000 houses have either been partially or fully damaged. And according to the UNICEF, the cases of diarrhea and waterborne disease, respiratory infection and skin disease have already been on the rise. And the UNICEF says Children's Climate Risk Index that Nigeria is considered at extremely high risk of the impact of climate change, ranking second out of 163 countries. Rishi Sunak has confirmed that he will join the contest to replace Liz Truss as British Prime Minister and Conservative Party leader. In a statement published on Sunday, Mr. Sunak said that he was standing to be leader of the Conservative Party and next Prime Minister to fix a profound economic crisis. Truss became the shortest-serving Prime Minister in the UK's history after economic turmoil forced her to resign after serving just 44 days in office. Giorgia Meloni formally takes over as Italy's first woman prime minister on Sunday, a day after being sworn in as the leader of the country's most right-wing government since World War II. The handover of power from the outgoing premier Mario Draghi to Meloni will take place at Romeo Sighi Palace, and a first cabinet meeting will follow shortly afterwards. The symbolic act at the seat of Italy's government will see former European Central Bank chief Draghi in charge since February 2021, and hand over a bill used by the cabinet president to manage cabinet debates. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, along with the hilly region of the country and Manlipia in rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in Province 1 and Madhya Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says five-party alliance was formed for political stability and to safeguard democracy. 40% of ballot papers printed for the first past the post electoral system under the federal and provincial assembly elections. Newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dinar Thompson pays courtesy call on Home Minister Balakrishna Kant. And more than 1.5 million children at risk as devastating floods hit Nigeria. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.